microdosing versus macrodosing. Which one is better? Which one's more effective? Which one is actually going to get you to where you want to be? Which one is going to get you to feel like you want to feel every single day? Well, in this episode, I'm going to finally put an end to this debate. I'm going to give you my opinion and why I feel so strongly about this. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Welcome.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, how are you doing? I am Dr. Dave, Microdose U. Welcome all, Nakama. I really appreciate you being here. This is going to be a very special episode because although I've hinted all along, or at least for quite a bit of time, which one I feel is better and more effective, microdosing or macrodosing magic mushrooms, I'm going to share with you my strong opinion in today's episode, but not only give you my opinion, I'm going to back it up with as much data as I have. I'm not really doing any actual formal research. I don't think anybody has. That's the problem. But in my 3 years of experience with microdosing, I'm going to share with you why I think it is absolutely more effective than macrodosing to reach your goals, especially your mental health goals. So I've already given it away. I'll share with you why, though. As far as I can tell, and from all of my experience, which has been 3 years or so, by far microdosing is the one that's more effective and it's going to get you to your goal. And here's why. Well, I'll actually give you a bunch of reasons. I'll share with you what I've learned over the 3 years. First of all, I'm my own guinea pig. I've been doing this. I've been microdosing for this amount of time, 3 years, and I went from somebody who had a pretty good amount of anxiety and some depression and definitely PTSD and a lot of other issues that were both mental and physical to somebody 3 years later who is absolutely, I'd say, fixed and feeling much better. And I think if most people could feel the way I feel, that reach this level of satisfaction in their lives, then the world would be a much better place. I'm nobody special, and I don't have magical powers, and I'm no better than you, or I'm no better than anybody else. I have just figured out how to microdose. I've been doing it consistently over 3 years, and it has worked really, really well for me. And there's no reason at all for me to believe that it would not work for you. I know everybody's different. I've realized that. I know we all are on our own timeline. Things work faster for some, slower for others. However, if you just have patience and do the microdosing the way I teach and the way I recommend, I am very convinced it's going to work for you. Now, why do I think microdosing is more effective and is going to get you to your goal in a more predictable way than macrodosing? Okay, first of all, this is not scientific research. And also, I want to make sure you understand, this is not medical advice in any way. But my unscientific research tells me, number one, that I know in this community, because I've been in this community for 3 years now, I know a lot of people that claim to have fixed themselves with macrodosing. And not only that, claim that they have fixed other people through macrodosing magic mushrooms. Normally a heroic dose, which is in the 5 gram range. And people say, I don't say this, but some people say that all you have to do is take 5 grams and you're going to be fixed. Well, it's simply not true. And I'm going to share with you why. And then I'm going to share with you why I think microdosing is far more effective, easier, and more predictable. Okay, so many, not all, but many of these people in this community that I know that believe in macrodosing so strongly, and they're so quick to tell somebody that all you have to do is macrodose and it's going to be effective and it's going to be much better than microdosing, and microdosing doesn't work, and the whole gamut. I know many of these people very well and very closely, and they either have admitted to me that they still have some pretty big issues, or if they are not willing to admit it to me, I have noticed just by communicating and being with them and talking to them and seeing what's going on in their lives and seeing how they communicate with others, I've seen very, very clearly that these so-called people that macrodose are not fixed. They can say whatever they want. They can tell you any kind of story they want. They can tell you how they're fixed and how they fix so many people. But when you come down to it, they're not fixed. And that's my anecdotal proof that macrodosing does not always work. Now, does it work for some people? I'm sure it does. There's no question in my mind it will work for some people. Everybody's different, and there will be a percentage of people that if they just macrodose, they're going to feel a lot better. There's no question in my mind. However, I don't think most will. And I also don't think it's necessarily the safest route to go. And again, people can say all they want. The proof is in the pudding. These macrodosers are not fixed. And I've also been introduced to and have met people that these macro people have worked with. And guess what? They're not fixed either. They've reported back to me that, yeah, for the first several weeks, they felt great and they felt everything was changed in their lives. But over a period of time, they digress and they revert back to the way they were and they're just not doing better. So again, you can be the judge, especially after you hear everything I have to say, and I'm going to go into microdosing in a second. But when you hear all this that I have to say, and like I said, I am in this community. I've been running this podcast for close to 3 years now, and that puts me in front of a lot of people that are, you know, pretty well known in this community. And I'm just telling you, I'm not mentioning any names, but I've seen it over and over and over. These quote-unquote macrodose gurus are not fixed. They don't. They might say they feel better. They might try to act like they feel better, but they are not better. And I don't want to get too deep and share intimate stories, but I'm just telling you, I know this to be a fact. Now, why do I think microdosing is the way to go? Why do I think it's the route that if you want to use psilocybin, magic mushrooms, why do I think microdosing is easier, more predictable, and will also work more effectively than macrodosing? Okay, let me give you just a few analogies. Now, again, I know none of this is scientific research or scientific studies or probably even the way a scientist would even go about this. But since we have a lack of studies, it's the best I can do, guys. It's the best I can do until some studies come out. But so play with me on this just a little bit. Think with an open mind, listen to what I have to say, and tell me if you think you would agree or not agree with this. Okay, let's use some non-mental health and non-plant medicine examples. Let's just say you have a car, and your car has been sputtering and not driving really well, and it just has some mechanical issues. But you notice, though, that every time you put a little container of oil additive, again, I'm not a car person, I'm just making this up totally, but I think it's a good analogy. You put a little thing of oil additive into this, and for a period of time after that, the car runs really smoothly. It almost thanks you for putting that additive in because it just runs really, really well. But then over a period of time, you know, it starts to sputter again and everything wears off and you need to put more of the additive into the gas tank. Now, what about if you have the same car and you said, okay, at the very beginning, I noticed this is, I've got some problems with this car, so I'm going to go ahead and add a large amount of this additive into my fuel system. Or where, again, I'm not a car person, I'm just making this up, guys, but I'm going to add a large amount of this special chemical into my fuel system or into my oil and see what happens. Okay, so you add like a tremendous amount, and for a little while, it's good. It's good. But 6 months later, is that really still effective? Or a year later, is that additive that you put in a year ago, is that real? Do you think that's really still effective? Or the other side of the coin is, every couple weeks, you put a little bit of this additive in, and it works really, really well. But before it starts to go bad again, you just add a little bit more. Every couple weeks, and you add it a little bit more, and you tweak it, and your car is just running like a charm. It's like peppy as a devil. It's just running like a brand new car. Okay, we've just, through that car analogy, through that oil additive or fuel additive, whatever it is, we've just proven that a little bit over a long period of time is much more effective than giving it a large dose of this additive and then just forgetting it for the next year or two. I think you would all agree with me. That's definitely the case. What about if you go to the gym? Suppose you want to get your body in really good shape. Do you think it would be more effective if you went to the gym one day and had a 24-hour workout? I mean, you were just going crazy on every machine, cardio, muscle building, plyometrics, everything you did. You're going crazy for 24 hours and you feel really good. You feel tired, but you feel winded. But after 24 hours, you feel like almost a new person, like you could do anything. And then you don't go to the gym for another year. Or you go to the gym a couple times a week and you do a nice workout. Not crazy, crazy workout, just a nice workout. It's going to keep your body in shape. And then a couple times a week later, next week, you do the same thing and you keep doing this for the rest of your life or for the next year or two. Who do you think is going to have better health and a better body, better muscle tone? The person that went in one time and went crazy, a 24-hour workout, or the person that goes in consistently and just works themselves out, but just doesn't go crazy. And they're, you know, they're reasonably comfortable. They push it a little bit, but you know, they're reasonably comfortable. Who do you think is going to have a better body and better health after that year or two? What about a marathon? What about running a marathon? Do you think if you decide to run a marathon or even an ultra marathon, you just go crazy and you're going to run really hard, like long distance, and you're doing it for your health? Because of course runners are healthy, you know, great cardiovascular aerobic workouts, as opposed to somebody that goes out and walks every day and just walks 2 to 3 miles every day consistently forever for the rest of their life. But that marathon person who just went out and did one marathon and then never did it again, who would you rather be? Who do you think in your mind is going to have better health? I am right now studying Japanese. It's very difficult for me. It does not come easy. I swear to you, I'm old. My brain is old. It's not simple. And my wife is Japanese, and I really wish I would have started this studying at this level 20 years ago. I would be so fluent right now, it would be unbelievable. I'd be speaking Japanese with the best of them. But I'm going slowly. I take 3 lessons every single week by a native Japanese speaker over in Osaka. And we get on a Zoom call or a video call 3 times a week, and we do an hour lesson. Do you think I'd be better off doing that over the next year, learning Japanese? Or do you think I'd be better off doing a full immersion 1-day lesson? It's like all day, and it goes 24 to 48 hours even. It goes like 2 full days maybe. It's immersion, and then we go crazy, but then I never do it again. Then I never practice or study again. Who do you think's going to have the better language skills after a year or two? I think you would agree the person that's doing them a few times a week, steady, slow and steady, wins that race. Are you getting totally bored with my analogy? I'm going to give you one more. If you're getting totally bored, I apologize. I'm just trying to share with you what I really believe this is true. You've got a beautiful house with a beautiful lawn, but the lawn needs watering. So you decide to like flood it like a river for like a day. You got so much water from your sprinklers and other methods coming into that lawn, and you're just going crazy with the water for one full day. But then after a few weeks, the weather's hot. It's going to dry up. Grass is going to turn brown. Wouldn't it have been better if you would have watered it, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes a day for the whole summer? I bet you'd have a better looking lawn. Okay, these analogies are horrible. I know. Well, they're not horrible. I just came up with them. But again, I've been microdosing a little bit every day, or not even every day, a few times a week. On average, it really varies. I've taken a lot of time off, but I've also done many days in a row without any time off. So on average, I've been microdosing for 3 years. Let's say kind of nonstop. Little breaks here and there, but again, kind of nonstop. Microdosing, little doses, almost every day. Let's say 4 times a week. Let's just say that. Okay, so with those analogies, how would I be better off if I took one large dose and then felt that was it? Never had to do it again, or maybe did it again a few months later or every few months. Who's better off? I think with the magic mushroom ingredients, active ingredients, of course, you know, psilocybin in my body, many hours per week, going to work, rewiring my brain, fixing me up, as opposed to one big flood of psilocybin one time, thinking that's going to do it. Admit to me, at least it's common sense, right? It's common sense that if you're doing something on a slightly lower scale or a gradual basis, lower level, but you're extremely consistent with it, you're not stopping, you're very consistent, as opposed to the people that want an overnight fix. oh, give me 20 grams of psilocybin because I've got depression and anxiety and I'm going to be totally fine after that. Okay, let's use our heads. We're smart people, right? Who's going to be better? Who would you rather be? If you're depressed and anxious, would you rather be that person that takes one tremendous dose? Or would you rather be that person who consistently, day after day or week after week, taking some breaks, microdoses? Tell me what you think. Email me, send me a Facebook message. You know where to reach me. Give me your opinion. If you totally disagree with this, I would love to know. And if your disagreement is compelling enough, I'll put it on the air. I'll share it with my listeners. Because again, I want to be giving the truth. I don't want something that's just my opinion. Something that's just my opinion skewed just because David Maddow believes it. No, I want to be giving you the truth. We are nakama. We are family. We're a tribe. We're all together. Our energies are together in this. So I don't want to be sharing with you something that doesn't work. But again, circling all the way back, I'm a 3-year microdoser now. It has worked on a level that if I would have ever known this when I started microdosing, I would have liked to have started decades earlier. I never, ever, ever could imagine how powerful, yes, even in microdoses, how powerful and strong, meaning life-changing, this sacred medicine is. Okay, I've given you enough examples, given you enough of my opinions, given you enough of my weird analogies. Now it's time to let me know what you think. If you disagree, I definitely want to know. My email address is in the show notes. By the way, in the show notes, 5 or 6, I think right now it's 6 links. 6 links every episode now. Very important links. A link to my private Facebook group. We chatted up a lot in between episodes. A link to my email address because I've got an e-newsletter that comes out to you a few times a month. Really important. A link if you want to work privately with me. A link if you want to join our next webinar, live webinar, where we answer. And when I say we, I do this with Dr. Denise Moret, who is a doctor of psychology. And trust me, she agrees with me as far as microdosing being more effective. She's a doctor of psychology. She's not just one of these people, self-proclaimed experts who does not know what they're talking about. So join us on our next webinar where we answer a lot of your questions live in real time. You ask them in real time, we will answer them in real time. The link is always in the show notes. I got some other stuff there. Check it out. If you're brand new to me, make sure you subscribe and make sure you share this episode with somebody that is a non-believer. Either somebody that does not believe in microdosing at all, somebody that's worried about it, somebody that does not believe in magic mushrooms, somebody that says to you, you have to macrodose because it's the only way that's going to work. Share this with them. I want more opinions, guys and gals, nakama. I'll just use that term, nakama, because it encompasses everybody. It's not gender specific. Okay. Thanks so much for being with me. Make sure you subscribe. If you get a chance, go in and give me a review or rating wherever you're listening to this show, wherever it might be. Review, rating, until next time. And oh, remember, brand new episode every single Wednesday and Friday. Oftentimes on Mondays, I'll put out like a little announcement if I have a special announcement about something. But generally, there's not like true content. Wednesdays and Fridays, always content here. Love you guys. Really love you so much. I'm Dr. Dave. Microdose you. Talk to you next time.